Oh, you love those bass chords right there. We should do that all night long right there.
I love that. Just play Chicago.
Oh, my goodness. Night. You can't beat Chicago, man. All right, welcome back. This is Who's Talking, our last segment tonight. We've got Chris Sill to my far right and Harrison Strickler sitting in, done a great job. Kept me organized on a few occasions. And we have Dr. Glenn Kerr from Ortho Virginia on the line. Dr. Kerr, are you there?
I am here.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for being available tonight. And I'm going to take this time real quickly to thank you and all the other fine specialists at Ortho Virginia for all the great support this year and the contributions to the injury report for Who's Talking this year, as well as being sponsors of the show. It has meant a great deal to us as one of our founding sponsors, and it's gotten harder to get information every year we've been on the air to get more information, good, accurate details about the injuries to the Virginia athletes. And I want to thank you and all your other specialists there at Ortho Virginia for bearing with us, because it's almost like it's top secret now. We're dealing with stealth news, and we don't like to speculate and gamble, but we know what we see, and then we know what we confirm when we actually get some real intel from the school. But it's been tough. Well, go ahead.
I agree, Frank, and thank you very much for having us on the show and for all of Ortho Virginia. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of the program.
Well, it's been a lot of fun. I think an injury that we've seen a lot, particularly in college sports and Virginia sports over the last few years, we've seen a lot of twisted, sprained knees, and we've seen a bunch of foot injuries. More foot injuries in the last 5 or 6 years than I remember in probably the last 25 or 30 years of watching college sports. And what do you think has been the cause, just speculating here, just in general, what do you think the cause is for this, and maybe how can it be prevented?
Well, the prevention portion, I think, is more difficult. The cause, I think, has been a change in some of the surfaces that they're playing on. But certainly prevention is very, very difficult, and I think as they they're running faster and faster and doing more and more as you cut left to right and you're running at full speed or velocity, it just puts tremendous stress on the foot, the ankle, and the knee, and injuries have just kind of increased proportional to that.
We've seen this year not as many concussion situations, although Kevin Parks, the Virginia tailback and the graduating senior, had concussion-like symptoms against Miami. I'm not sure he played all that terrific on Friday night, although the entire stadium and everyone wearing Virginia Tech colors knew he was getting the ball. But talk to us a little bit about what your experience and knowledge of concussions. And, you know, they keep making better helmets, but the more kids are getting these concussions.
You know, I think concussions, as a team doc, that was one of the most, what I was most fearful of, being out on the sidelines and taken most seriously. It was probably underreported historically and is now being more and more recognized. They're very difficult in some situations to diagnose a concussion, but certainly any player that's taken any trauma to the head and displays a loss of consciousness or confusion is at risk for this. And I think it's something that we may not see it that day or that week, but certainly down the line, if they've had one or two or three concussions, they can certainly have prolonged neural deficits with this. And our testing is becoming a little bit better when they do what's called neuropsychologic testing before and after a season or after a concussion, to kind of weed this out a bit. But these are something that they're taking a lot more seriously, and certainly if they have more than one or two, they can have lifelong implications.
Well, it's a little scary. You know, I don't know necessarily why all of a sudden in the last 5 to 10 years there's been, you know, all these scenarios like Dave Duerson and Junior Seau, who things got so bad they decided to commit suicide. And you know, those guys were such huge players in their day. And, you know,
The Ohio State player over the weekend.
Yeah, the Ohio State player committed suicide. And, you know, it's hard to understand and comprehend for those of us that perhaps didn't suffer multiple concussions, but it's a little bit frightening. Dr. Kerr, any other thoughts about the injuries you're seeing in your practice these days?
No, I certainly think that the, as you mentioned, the foot and ankle injuries are very, very common. Hopefully, and it depends on the injury, but a lot of those are kind of ones they can return to play and get back out on the field. Certainly the ankle fracture and the young man who had one this weekend, his name escapes me, but those are ones that are going to end or end of season, but he'll get back out and he'll be playing hopefully next season at 100%.
You know, that is probably the most remarkable thing. You know, the rehabilitation capabilities of, for instance, Ortho Virginia Rehab, you know, gets the athlete right back out there in a much shorter period of time. I know I had ACL surgery, and you know, Thorpe Davis did my knee, and I also had a dislocated elbow, and Jody Smith helped me with that, and recovered from both those and kept playing tennis and golf. And we want to thank you guys for all that you've done. And just this past week, Vince Dalton operated on my co-host Jim Hobgood and helped him with his hip replacement.
Oh, great. Well, thank you again for having us on the show, and it's really been a pleasure.
Take care. You have a great night, Dr. Kerr. All right.
Okay.
We've got a minute to go. Let's talk about the ACC championship game, Chris. Florida State and Georgia Tech, obviously the two best teams in the ACC. Saturday night, Charlotte, North Carolina. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I think if Florida State decides to play, it's a blowout, but they really haven't. You know, they kind of are on or they're off or whatnot, and Georgia Tech's just had one of those years where they really are able to get a lot more production than they usually do. So we'll see. I think it's close, but Florida State wins it.
You know, Florida State's been doing it time and time again, but maybe Georgia Tech has got a few more tricks up their sleeve on maybe using somebody else to run the option. Who knows? But
we'll see.
All right, we're going to remind everybody we've got our live remote this coming Saturday over there at TGI Fridays. It's going
to
be a lot of fun.
12 to 2.
Come on out and join us, and the UVA Club of Richmond's with us for the game-watching party.
Go Hoos. Beat the Rams and the Terrapins.
Go Hoos.